On Thursday, Attorney General Pam Bondi spoke to 1,100 attendees during this year's two-day 32nd National Preventing Crime in the Black Community Conference in Orlando. It included law enforcement, community leaders, and hundreds of kids.
Florida's crime rate is at a 45-year low, and that's because of many of you in this room here today. Having said that, though, that's great news, but we know our work is far from done. Violent crime and drug abuse still claim thousands of lives in the country. Homicides were up a bit this year, but with good reason, because of the horrible tragedy Orlando experienced.
And with the programs and workshops offered at this year's conference, Bondi believes it will help many of the attendees.
If we can make one life safer by being here today, then it's worth it. Just one. But there are going to be hundreds impacted, I'm sure.
One of the ways many speakers at the conference spoke about to help prevent crime within the Black community is positive law enforcement involvement. And Bondi says Orlando Police Lieutenant Deborah Clayton, a friend of hers, truly exemplified that. She is the police officer who was shot and killed outside an Orlando Walmart in January. Clayton's accused killer led the police on a 9-day manhunt.
You know, she was one of those police officers who she would go out on the weekends. She was buying refrigerators for people. She was paying it forward. She was buying clothes for kids who needed clothes. She was doing everything right. She worked tirelessly to help children from low-income families. And she was a major advocate for preventing crime in the Black neighborhoods.
And Pat Smith said having a positive role model in your life can help as well. She's with the Florida Department of Children and Families.
I'm not even sure where I would be today if it had not been for good teachers, friends, and family members molding and shaping me, especially my Uncle Roosevelt. See, I grew up in a fatherless home, and life wasn't easy for me, especially watching my mom struggling to raise four children alone. There were so many times when I felt helpless as a young person because I thought there was nothing that I could do.
Among Thursday's workshops is one hosted by the Florida Commission on Offender Review. The Parole Commission's chair, Melinda Coonrod, said workshop attendees heard from three former inmates who turned their life around, as well as a family whose child was killed.
They made the decision to forgive the 19-year-old boy who shot and murdered their daughter.
A lot of the conference was focused on Florida's Black youth, and Department of Juvenile Justice Secretary Christy Daly said one of her many goals includes reducing the number of minority youth arrests.
When we looked at the data, what we saw was that minority youth were overrepresented at every single point along the juvenile justice process, from the initial arrest all the way to commitment and adult transfers. We learned that it was important to include in our reform work a plan to reduce minority youth contact, thereby helping us meet our larger goal of preventing more youth from coming in contact with our system overall.
And she said one of her successful reform initiatives is DJJ's civil citation program. In fact, she added, since 2011, more than 41,000 youth have benefited from the program. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.